California is expecting energy shortages this summer during its hottest and driest months. Extreme heat and wildfires, as well as impacts from the drought on the supply chain of the solar industry, will create challenges for energy reliability this summer. The state is expected to have 1,700 fewer megawatts of power than it needs during the times of highest demand.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Severin Borenstein, professor of business administration and public policy and faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. And professor, we appreciate your time as always. So where are the 1,700 megawatts missing from?
So let me be clear. It is not the case that we expect to have 1,700 megawatts missing. The problem is that you have to plan for some pretty extreme events. So in the case of a once-in-10-year heat wave, the estimate is right now we'd be about 1,700 megawatts short. The hope is that that won't happen. But the problem is that we have had a confluence of factors, the drought, which is cutting hydroelectric power, the fact that we have a lot of solar, which is great during the day, but when it falls off suddenly at the end of the day, we need something else to replace it. What we've been doing is using natural gas-fired power plants, but we're trying to close those down to reduce both pollution, local pollution, and greenhouse gas emissions. And then we have been getting a lot of power from our neighboring states, but they're having the same problems. With the drought, they have less hydroelectricity. They have a lot of growth in demand. And so what we're finding is there's less power available to import. And California just overall imports about a quarter of its electricity. So that confluence is putting us into a tight situation. Now, the chances are still that we won't have any sort of power shortfall that will cause rolling blackouts. But we are way closer than we're comfortable with.
So looking forward to those really hot months, is this something that each individual, if we made sure not to use our washing machine and dishwashers during those afternoon hours and didn't run the air conditioning as much, would that get us to where we feel a little more comfortable, a little more breathing room, or does it need to be really finding more energy to bring in?
Well, finding more energy would be great, but there is a huge amount that customers can do. And by far the biggest thing is adjusting air conditioning settings. This doesn't mean turning off air conditioning. It means if you normally set it for 75, turn it up to 78. A few degrees collectively can make a huge difference in demand. And let me just give you an example. On a typical summer day in California, the independent system operator, the grid operator, has a demand of about 30,000 megawatts. But on a really hot summer day, the demand is about 50,000 megawatts. That difference is all air conditioning. So, you know, that's what's really driving this excess demand on those hot days. So studies have shown that if we can just adjust a few degrees, that has a big effect on reducing the air conditioning load. So, yeah, there's a lot we can do. And I think if we could get everyone, although that's asking a lot, of course, to move their thermostat a few degrees on those hottest days, we could easily make it through.
We just saw earlier this week close to 100% of the power on the grid coming from renewable energy. As we get later in the year, is there a trouble zone where we get less of that renewable?
Well, the renewables do wax and wane, but they are making a huge contribution to the grid right now. They are not the problem, but we are having to adjust to a different sort of system where the renewables are a big part of it. And the real adjustment right now is the end of the day. We have so much great solar resource in California, but of course, when the sun sets, we lose it, and we lose it pretty rapidly across the state. And so what we're learning to adjust to is how do we keep the grid in balance when the sun is setting on a very hot day when people are still running a lot of air conditioning. We have brought on a huge amount of battery capacity, but we're starting from practically none. So even though we're more than 10 times higher, it's still a pretty small share. And we're still relying on a lot of imports from other states. So between all those, and I hope if we can get consumers to make small adjustments, I think we can get through this. But we are in the process of both trying to deal with the impacts of climate change and trying to change the way we produce electricity so that we can reduce our causing climate change.
All right. Well, Professor, as always, thank you so much. Severin Borenstein, UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.